Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the world of work and how creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and rule breakers infuse their daily lives with creativity and curiosity. How are you doing? No, really, how are you? Scanning social media lately, I see similar messages. Clients are disappearing, budgets are shrinking, ghosting has become normalized, big companies are reducing their workforce, and burnout is the new badge of honor for independent creators. It's tough out there. And in today's episode, I will dive right into this topic for those of us who have been business owners and independent creators for years and decades. It can be hard to know what to do. I'm struggling to know myself, but hopefully there will be something I share in this episode that helps you face the road ahead. Show notes for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/770. While you're there, you'll also find the entire podcast archive, links to the short documentary series and weekly newsletter, and the latest merch to show your love and support of the show. The start of 2024 has been my most challenging yet. I went from the best year ever in 2023 to kicking off 2024 with a 50% reduction in monthly revenue. Thankfully, there was still work, but I was so tired from 2023 that I just couldn't gather the strength to do it all again with less energy and a vibe that something felt different in the business world. So my emotional state took a dive. I got super depressed and my productivity slowed way down. And from what I can tell, I'm not alone. Even though the economy is being described by my local newspaper as, quote, generally positive, in-house creative professionals are being laid off and independent businesses are losing big clients. The recurring theme on social media is one of what is going on. If you find yourself in this position, welcome. Today's episode is for you. Out of the gate, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that things will get better. In fact, they might actually get worse before they stabilize. But the truth is, we don't need more false hope and irrational optimism. But we also don't need to fuel our minds with cynicism and despair. You'll have enough of that when your brain wakes you up at 3 a.m. screaming, "What are you going to do?" Once you strip away the fear and panic from that question, what are you going to do is a great place to start. And today, I want to attempt to answer that question for those of us who have been running our businesses for years, decades even, with no backup plan, a runway that long disappeared, and a desire, no matter how small, to keep going. If you're just now starting your business, you can keep listening to see what you might be up against in a few years or even decades, but know that there are thousands of articles, advisors, and coaches out there producing content just for you, for the moment you find yourself in. You have unbridled energy, because right now, everything is new and fresh, and hope is found in abundance. You dutifully saved 6 months of your income, and you're ready to face the world with everything you've got. And that is good. We need you. Go do your thing. But we also need the seasoned and tired and cynical entrepreneurs. It's okay to identify with those labels. I know you don't want to. I don't want to. Because how dare we be honest in a media landscape that reveres and rewards inauthenticity, toxic positivity, false optimism, and conformity. What is great about being in business for a long stretch of time is that you have developed a long list of professional relationships and proof, so much proof that you know what you're doing. And sure, you've developed creative habits that could be freshened up, but you have constantly learned new skills in the service of clients and keeping your own business afloat. Over time, you've become unemployable because you see what it takes to run a business from not only your perspective, but the clients as well. I mean, sure, it would be great to have less responsibility and just turn off your brain after an 8-hour workday, but you've learned much about what you're really going to do, haven't you? Your identity has been solidified as an entrepreneur, business owner, creative professional. Your relationship with risk is one that you are more comfortable with than most. And most interestingly, some beliefs have been reinforced through faith, while others have been shed through the fire of experience. In other words, the cycle of feast and famine has created a new you, both inside and out. All that to be said, you are amazing. What you have done, what you have built is to be celebrated, no matter what state you find yourself in right now. So with all that in mind, back to the question at hand, what are you going to do? So in today's episode, I'm going to explore 7 ways to begin answering the question, what are you going to do? First, it all starts with beginning to stabilize yourself before attempting to address any business shortcomings. As entrepreneurs, we pour ourselves into our work, so much so that we have become inextricably linked to it. In good and bad times, we are what we do, what we have built, and how it's currently performing. In good times, it's somewhat easier to create opportunities to take care of yourself. But in bad times, you will shove your own needs aside because going to the gym or making a healthy meal or going for a walk or spending time with a friend won't pay the bills or get you out of the hole you're in right now. But that only deepens the hole of despair. And the question of what are you going to do shifts ever so slightly to something more pernicious. What is wrong with me? Stability comes when you can begin to see yourself worthy of self-compassion and kindness. I mean, I'm all for self-flagellation, but it only makes the dark nights worse. And creditors don't care if you hate yourself. They just want your money. So you need to find emotional stability. However you need to find it, take that initial step to do so. It doesn't need to be a grand gesture, just small and consistent action day by day. Second, once you stabilize yourself, it's time to reconnect your friends and colleagues and begin to reinforce the community around you. Now, understand this. You're not creating a community to monetize, but one to provide communal support for you and everyone in that community. You're not going to get through this alone. But we will get through it together. We all need to listen to one another, ask for what we need, receive from those who want to help, and give when we are able. When we do this without judgment against one another in our community, we create a place where we can share our struggles, get back on our feet, and find new solutions that we couldn't see when we were all by our lonesome self. Third, as I was thinking about this topic today, I got the latest email from Tobias Van Schneider. How much you is in your work? So this step is influenced by his post, which I'll share in the episode notes. If you aren't sure what you're going to do, it's probably time to examine your work. The longer you're in business, the more accustomed you become to creating work that you think clients will want. Sure, there's the adage of saying create the work you want clients to hire you for, but that's easier said than done the longer you're in business. You start seeing trends and think, if my work looked like that, I wouldn't be in this position, which really is the business equivalent of what's wrong with me. And once you look at your work, start shedding the conformity. Reconnect to why you started doing the work in the first place. It probably wasn't to create boring Instagram reels for influencers or produce work in the hopes that it will go viral. We have been trained to create work that garners likes, comments, and shares, not real impact. And in the process, we have become shallow and addicted to immediacy. Yes, we have conformed, and we've given our own vision over to that of our corporate overlords. But guess what? They have forsaken us. They are not operating in our best interests, but theirs. So it's time to take our power back. Our own creative power is electric. So be weird. Go against trends. Experiment. Do the exact opposite of what you've become. Because one of the things that you learn being in business over time is how to adapt, yes, but how to reinvent yourself when your back is against the wall. Fourth, this is a tough one, for me anyway. Take less action and spend more time resting. You gotta refill your curiosity, dreams, and imagination tanks. Because the truth is, hope is built upon a dream, not crushing reality. Chances are you lost your dream chasing the dreams of others who paid you less than your experience and vision demanded. One of the things I've learned in the past 18 years working for myself, and chances are you've learned this too, I work really hard. You know, you work really hard. I'm always on, and I tell myself if I rest, I'm lazy. Even though that's not the truth, because most jobs start with the bare essentials of 2 weeks vacation, 2 days off a week. So it's time that you take that serious for yourself, because it is the downtimes when your brain's default mode network activates and begins to reveal answers you didn't know that you needed. Fifth, more will be revealed. An interesting thing is lately I started seeing a counselor, and a lot of the work we've been doing is built upon the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't drink, drugs aren't my thing, but what I'm realizing is I am an addict. I numb myself with food and praise and the dopamine hits of social media. By resting and allowing myself to take less action, I see where I've lost my way. I became adept at solving problems that didn't exist. So now that I'm surrounded by real problems, I don't know what to do. I have morphed myself into who I think people want me to be instead of being who I am. And that hurts. So pausing, taking it day by day, yes, more is revealed. New questions to ask, new answers to questions I didn't know I had, but most importantly, hope. Sure, I might not be able to know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, in another quarter, or next year, but who really knows the answer to that question? Sixth, what are you going to do can be a question that unfortunately reinforces the status quo. But an important note to understand is that now is not the time to return to where you've been. Instead, it's about heading to where you want to be. It's a transition time, and that's going to hurt and be uncomfortable, but you can't stop change. Change is inevitable. The only thing that is constant are those pesky automated systems that only break when we're broke. So you need to make the necessary changes to propel you forward, not to go backward. Don't try to change everything, though. Flailing around, taking anything and everything won't help. So keep your eye focused on who you want to become. But yeah, I feel your pain. This one's hard. Seventh and finally, you are going to be surrounded by voices telling you what to do. Their loved ones, their family members. You have people in mind as I'm saying this. Learn to say thank you to those voices. They mean well. They're trying to help you through this time. They're trying to tell you what they would do, not what you should do. The reality is they don't know all the details. They'll never know all the details. They just care. And so say thank you. And for those who don't care and are just being assholes, do your best to ignore them. You can mute or block their socials, block their calls. You need to protect yourself from the poisonous farts of people unwilling and unable to spend a day in your shoes. Now, I know this was a lot to take in, but I do hope that something I said in this episode was helpful for you. And the final thought that I have for you, myself, and anyone else struggling right now, regardless of when this is resolved, focus on how you can learn and grow stronger from this time starting today. Because you will learn, you will grow from this time. And that sucks, I know. But most importantly, build indicators, creative systems, if you will, that will help you in the future. Not to warn you when struggles are on the horizon. Those are inevitable. But instead remind you when you've strayed from yourself and need to spend more time exercising your body, mind, and spirit. Because when you build yourself up, you can help others build themselves up so that together we can change our collective future. My final thought is this. If you're struggling right now and need someone to talk with, reach out. I'm here for you. No judgment, just kindness and empathy. I'm here for you. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.